anoku ano ano anobva kuita kuti akutsimbirire kazhinji.
You know, sometimes men's words, they will come down weighing on you.
I think last week here pamuchato wa senator.
Last week on senator's wedding,
ndakasangana nemukomana iyeyo.
I met this very young man.
Amen. Ndikatikoma keke tichadyarini.
And he said, and I asked him, when are we going to have the cake?
Amen. Then vakuru vekereke vanga vasingamboziva izvozvo, but ndakangoona ndakunzi ndichiita nyaya yacho.
The elders of the church didn't
Amen.
Even know we had that conversation.
Amen.
But I was then just told to preside over the engagement.
Amen. I hope I'm not doing one is and I got to go so 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 I can go to go.
Hoping George,
Amen.
You were not put under pressure by my words.
Amen.
Let's assume that it all was in the making.
Amen. If you
can open to the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9.
And I tore up from the book Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
I was preaching from Kristu ndo chakavanzika chamwari chakaiswa pachena.
Asi ndakangobata bata ndina kunge ndapinda mumeseji iyoyo asi nenyasha dzamari mangwana nano ndaida kuti nditipindeiwo mumaridzo yacho.
I kind of just fumbled around it. We didn't get to the real issue of that message, but by God's grace, we want to get into the real stuff this morning.
Saka ndaitizvo. Why do you hunger, church?
Ndakaparidza maridzo yakanzi konzara yenyu ndeyei ndaikereke.
This morning is why do you thirst?
Mangwanani ano ndiri kuti ko sei mine nyota.
Amen. Isaiah 9, verse 6. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. This child will be called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Nokuti takazvarirwa mwana, takapiwa mwana komana, umambo uchava mafudzi ake, zita rake richanzi anoshamisa, gota, mwari ane simba. Iye mwana iyeyi ndiye anenge achinzi Mwari ane simba, baba vokusingaperi, muchinda worugare.
Amen. Mwari aropafadze kuverengwa kweshoko, tinamate zvakare.
You can pray.
Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu, shoko renyu taverenga. Takukumbirai mumweya mutsvene, baba uri pakati pedu, uye uise zvinhu izvi pachena. Patinobuda tigotizva zvakanaka kuti tatwaye mimba yaJehovha. Tangai nesu, taisa zvese mukati memaoko enyu. Bridza nesita katen Jesu Kristu. Amen. Amen. Muprofita pavaka paridza maridzo iyi.
When the prophet preached this message,
vane munamato wavakaista.
There is a particular prayer that he made.
Amen. Vachiti, O gracious Heavenly Father.
Says, Baba wedu ari kumusoro ane nyasha.
We are approaching thee again. This morning, for mercy and for guidance of the Holy Spirit today, and it dawned upon us that we should meet together this morning and to teach thy word. Now, this was a teaching message, and teaching usually you are like walking on thin eyes.
Kana uchida kudzidzisa unonge uchida kuita zvinhu zvekuti zviri nyore kutsvedza pazviri.
And that we might know how to live in this present day.
Uye kuti tizive kuti torarama sei muzuva rinoranasi.
And what is the time of day that we are living in?
Tigoziyazve nguva yezuva yatiri kurarama.
So, brothers and sisters, this morning we want to know how to live and how to conduct ourselves in this day that we are living in. I will just share with you some of the things that Brother Branham went through. Remember this message he preached when he was intending to visit Chicago.
Rangarira maridzo yaka paridzwa pavanga vaine hurongwa hwekunoshanya kuChicago.
Where he was going to preach at the Marigold Arena.
Vanga vari kunoparidza munhandare yeMarigold.
This message was preached in Jeffersonville.
Maridzo yaka paridzwa muJeffersonville.
But Brother Branham, after this message, he was going to travel to Chicago to have some meetings there.
Brother Branham vanga vakananga kuChicago.
Which he was going to take from Wednesday up to Sunday. And Monday he was going to come back to Jeffersonville and proceed to Arizona.
And
he says a very strange thing happened.
Hanzi pane chinhu chinoshamisa chakaitika.
I know that this is taped. I might as well place it on here. So he talks about the previous year that he had seen a lot of visions. And some of the things he would see them before they actually happened. And the other day he was talking to his wife. And you remember in a vision, Brother Branham was told to go to Arizona. And the weather there was quite good for him. But this time he was in Jeffersonville and he was talking to his wife. He didn't know why he had gone to Arizona. He says it's a desert. The people there, they fight one another. Amen. The wages are poor. He was talking something like that on other messages.
But
he went there anyhow. So he was now talking to his wife while he was in
Jeffersonville.
He says, what brings me in here is you people. I tell you, of all the places I went in life, this is my favorite place to come preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. So while the prophet is talking like that, come prophesy here. Amen. Ainzwe rekuti ino imwe yekereke dzanonzwa zvakanaka kuparidzira.
So maybe put yourself in the same position. That if the prophet was going to come, would he find the same feeling that he this is one of his favorite places to preach in?
Amen. Saka umwe nomwe ndofunga tichaita an effort yokuti tiite kuti pave ne atmosphere yakadaro.
So I trust that each one of us we're going to make all the efforts to ensure that we cultivate such an atmosphere amongst ourselves.
So Brother Branham says here it makes it like we can make a tape from here.
Hanzi zvinogona kuita kunge inyaya kuti tinogona kugadzira tape.
It's 10 times better than anywhere else.
Kunoguka kwakanaka zvakapetwa kagumi kudarika imwe nzvimbo.
That's the reason I say
ndochikonzero ndiri kuti
where God is doing something, then stay right with that.
Ukaona pana Mwari achiita chimwe chinhu gara ipapo.
But I think where the great thing is,
as paranyaya hombe acho,
that me failing to go out at the first time when he called me,
ndeche paranyaya acho ndei pandakatanga kudaidzwa ndikatadza kuenda ivo vandidaidza,
he makes it kind of rough on me when I come in.
Pandakapinda vakazonditira kuti zvinhu zvinditi womere imbijana.
Amen. Saka pane zvakaomera muprofita during his time of ministration of the word.
So during the prophet's ministry he met his own rough sides.
You know, people would write checks.
Vanhu vaito munyorera macheki.
And most of the checks would be written William Branham, William Branham.
Macheki ava inyorerwa aya aiva akanyorwa kunzi William Branham ndiye ari kufanga kubhadharwa necheki.
So at one stage he was involved in some court cases regarding these checks.
Ndokudaro vakazosvika pachinhano chekuti vanga vakumadzitare edzimhosva nenyaya yemacheki iwaya vainyorerwa.
Most of the checks, he was not the one who would use them, but they were written his name.
Macheki aya hongu vanga vakanyorwa zita ravo asi mazhinji acho sandivo vaimashandisa.
At one time, a check which was intended to him was given to an old lady whose house had been destroyed by fire.
Panotwana imwe nguva yekuti check yanga yakatonyorwa kunzi William Branham yangotorwa ikapuwa mumwe mudzimai anga aita dambudziko rekuti imba yanga yatsva.
So the courts were saying it was your money, you were supposed to have paid some tax on it.
Nokudaro mataraidzi mhosva ari kuti mari yanga iri mari yako iwewe saka waifanga kubhadhara mutero pamari iyoyo.
So he owed the United States government some couple of dollars.
Vanga vane chikwereti chemari dzakati kuti kuhurumende yeAmerica.
So he was in and out of the courts.
Nokudaro vanga vangoti nhasi vari mumatare mangwana vadzokazve.
Some of the questions that the judges would ask would say, did your trustees know about this?
Mimwe mibvunzo yaibvunzwa nevatongi vaivabvunza kuti Brother Branham matrustee enyu aiziya here nyaya iyi.
And he would say, the Bible says what the right hand gives the left should not know.
Voti aiwaka Bible rinondidzidzisa kuti zvaitwa neruoko rwerudyi ruoko rweruboshwe ngarurege kuziya.
So this case came to a climax where they wanted to pin him down.
Zvinonyaya yakazosvika panhongonya chaipo pekuti vanga vakuda kuvawanira mhosva.
So Brother Branham said, but I was told by one of the people that are in government.
Brother Branham ndokuti aiwaka asi ndakaudzwa nemumwe munhu ari muhurumende.
Then they said the person is no more with government.
Ndokumba Brother Branham vanzi aiwa tazvinzwa.
So Brother Branham said, if the person is no more in government and you are pinning me with something that the person who told me is no more in government, then I don't know where you are standing.
Brother Branham ndokuti hongu munhu asiri muhurumende asi aishandira hurumende. Zvinoimika makundiwanira mhosva nenyaya yekuti munhu wacho akabuda basa muhurumende.
So the case was closed for some time. So Brother Branham has just said he was told to go to Arizona at one time and he delayed somehow.
Brother Branham vabva mukutaura kuti pane pavakaudzwa kunzi vaende kuArizona ivo ndokunonoka kuenda.
And so many things happened. So he's talking to his wife and something happened that I want to share with you this morning. So he says, now the other day coming in, yeah, so he had come in Jeffersonville. There was a question brought up about something. About someone had given me a check.
Pakaunzwa mubvunzo wenyaya yekuti pane munhu anga andipa check.
Amen. And said, personally, exactly just to me and me only.
Check iyi yanga iri yangu inini ndomene yakanyorerwa ini.
Amen. Munhu akaunza cheki iyi. Amen. Akati ndenyi imi Brother Branham, imi mbune.
This check was his personally.
Amen. He says, and me only, tax paid, free everything else.
Mutero, we mari yanga iri pa cheki yacho, wanga wato badarwa. Zvese zvanga zvakaringana pa cheki iyoyo. Brothers, keep the quotation on that screen.
Amen. I think it's on page 6.
Pa page 6.
Amen. The book that I have has no paragraphs. So, this person brought in this check.
Munhu uyu akaunza check iyi.
And it was directed to the prophet.
Yanga yanyorerwa muprofita.
Tax had been paid.
Mario Mtero yanga yabadarwa.
He made sure he told Brother Branham that tax has been paid and it's free.
Akambaudza Brother Branham kuti mutero ndabhadhara zvese zvakaringana.
Kuti zvisambosara kuseri kwepfungwa dzemuprofita kuti hazvingandidenhere renyaya dziya dzakamboitika.
So that the prophet is free in his conscience, knowing that this check will not raise those same old troubles again.
Well, we went. Billy knew that I kind of need of that check.
Zvino takaenda zvedu. Billy aitoziva kuti ndakanga ndiri kuda check iyi zvakanyanya.
Amen. Okay. And he went and asked the attorney.
Akaenda kunobvunza magweta.
You know, Billy knew what his father had gone through.
Billy anga ari kunyatsoziya nyaya yanga yadarikwa nayo nemairi nababa vake.
So he went to the attorneys.
Akaenda kumagweta.
To find out if we could cash it.
Akanobvunza kuti tinogona here kukesha cheki.
He said, why? He's an American citizen. Why can't he cash it?
Gweta ndokubvunza kuti ko unondibvunzireiko? Munhu uyu munhu wemu America anotadziswa nei kukesha check?
See, says tax paid, everything else free. Any citizen can do that.
Zvanzu uri kuona apa pakanyorwa kunzi mutero wabhadharwa zvese zviri pairi zvakupohwa pachena. Hapana mugaro wemunhu anotadza kuzviita izvi.
Amen. Unoziva ameno kana uri muKristu so haungogamuchiri zvinhu kungoti amen tiriteseka.
You know when you are a Christian, you don't just accept things willy-nilly.
Check zvakuda kupindura.
Something will nudge your conscience and say, before you answer, check please check. Before you accept, please check.
Amen. Cheko vangeri chiparidzwa, so there are times where some a preacher says something, I can say something, then you may hold it a little bit.
Even when the word is going forth,
then some scriptures, if you are somebody that reads the spoken word, reads the Bible, some scriptures will start coming, then you swallow it.
And then maybe something you just put it on hold because you don't really understand it. But whilst you're sitting there, if you're somebody who reads the Bible, the spoken word, scriptures will start coming to you. You then take that thing from suspense and accept it.
But
don't delay.
Because
the Bethsaida case might repeat in your life.
Amen. Amen. But check. Don't just swallow and gallop everything.
Ah, see? Tanga waungurora usangomedza.
Amen. You know, I like what Brother George Martin says. He says,
ndinofarira Brown George Martin.
Someone was sleeping while he was preaching.
Hanzi mumwe munhu anga akarara ivo vachiparidza.
And when a visitor comes, he would be wide awake.
Asi habai
wide awake, she was a woman.
Hazvanzi iyi yaitikana kuri kuparidza muenzi.
So the brother was wondering, but when I'm preaching, sister, you are dozing, but when a visitor comes, you are wide awake.
Saka amayai netsakana kuti naya zvanzi kana indi chiparidza munenge makarara asi kana kuti paridza muenzi munenge makamuka.
Amen. Zvanzi, no, I know you tell the truth, my brother.
Zvanzi aiwo nyaya iripo ndeye kuti inini ka imimi ndoziva kuti munotaura chokwadi.
Visitors, I am always guarding.
Asi vaenzava
ndinoyatso. I check every word that they speak.
Ndinoyatso ongorora shokoresera vanotaura.
Amen. Amen. You know we are aliens. in this world.
Munongoziva kuti tiri vatorwa munyika
muno. So make sure you guard.
Nokudaro nyatsogara wakangwarira.
Amen. Okay, if you are spiritual, you are catching it.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Fine. So Billy Paul asked the attorneys, they said, no, he can cash it.
Billy Paul akabvunza magweta zvikanzi, aiwa, kesha izveni cheki.
So then, he couldn't be satisfied.
Asi zvakadaro, haana kugutsikana.
Yeah. This morning I want to talk about thirst. But maybe I will just go a little bit back to hunger. So Billy Paul was not satisfied. Something didn't satisfy him.
As Billy Paul,
with what the attorney said to him. So he goes to the public accountant and he said. So the man said, why certainly? He can cash it. Said, he's a citizen of the United States. So, well, he couldn't think good about that. So he called Melly Miller.
Zvakadaroka, hazvina kunyatsomufadza futi. Nokudaro akafonera ainzi Melly Miller.
Amen. So you can see he has been to the attorneys, he has been to the public accountant, now he is with this Melly Miner. That's the head of the tax association in Indianapolis.
Ndiangari mukuru anoona nezve mutero mu Indianapolis.
And they were Brother Branham's attorneys.
Uye ndo angari magweta Brother Branham.
So when he did that, they said, sure, it's all right. Sure, he can have that check. It's made out to him. Endorsing only.
Amen.
Only one can endorse it and so forth. It couldn't be stamped without.
Yakatomira iri zvakanaka inini hongu ndinogona kungoisainirawo.
Amen. So ndo zvakaitika, but look here, he went about three stages with just a check.
Asi ndoda kuti muone apa kuti akaenda kunzvimbo nhatu.
Remember, Brother Branham needed the check so bad also. But Billy Paul is waiting.
As Billy Paul akamira.
He wants to satisfy himself.
Amen.
So, Brother Branham says, I think he was seated with Brother Lee Vail. Brother Lee Vail was a scholar, the Baptist.
Brother Lee Vail, angari Baptist,
and Brother Branham, I think, was telling his church, I'm going to baptize this man one of these days.
Brother Branham,
so at one time, Brother Branham went with this brother at a restaurant.
Brother Branham, vakaenda nehamai ku restaurant.
So it was maybe after baptizing him. So they were eating natural food and then they began speaking about spiritual food. That was at the Blue Bar. So Brother Veo said to Brother Branham,
Brother Branham,
why do you let people talk about you like that?
Could I, Brother Branham, say mchile gavano wajitaura pamzoro penyu.
Now, Brother Veil is one of the finest men I ever known.
Brother Veil, ndiye mumwe wevarume vakanakisa vandinoziva.
But he's just a little quick on the trigger.
Asi havanonoke kutsiura.
Amen. He says, I always told him, you know?
Ndozi karanjiva udza kuti munoziva kuti.
Brother Veil.
Brother
so
Veil.
I said, don't fly loose all at once. Sit still.
Haikona ngogara matotanga kupaparika paparika imbodekarai.
God is the one that's doing it.
Mwari ndo vari kuzviita.
Amen. And as they were talking, something came up about David.
Vachitaura kudaro pakapinda nyaya ya David.
When he was thrown from the throne.
Paka daidzwa kubva pachigaro chokutonga.
And somebody was saying something bad on him.
But
Brother Vail thought that should have took a lot of grace
Brother Vail
for David to do that.
Brother Vail vakati, kuti David azvibatiroka mubatiroka akazviita aka paida nyasha chaidzo.
Amen. So they were talking like that.
Vachitaura zvavo vachidaro.
Okay. But that's the way we should actually conduct ourselves as Christians.
Asi ndoka zvibatiro kamwe chete kuti tofanwa kuita semaKristu.
Amen. I'm just saying this so that when I get to where I want, you may see why Brother Branham was mentioning such things before he started his message.
Ndinongotaura izvi kuitira kuti kana ndasvika pandoda kusvika munozoona kuti sei Brother Branham vaitaura nyaya idzi vasati vapinda mharidzo yavo.
So, per page 11, Brother Branham says,
Brother Branham, vanoti,
so this morning,
mangwana ne anaya,
I've put it,
ndazvicheta.
God, I believe, put it in my heart to teach Sunday school lesson here this morning.
Ndiri kutenda kuti Mwari vazviisa mumoyo mangu kuti nditore chidzidziso che Sunday school mangwana ne ano.
Yeah, it was actually a lengthy message. This being my last service for a little while, as far as I know.
Service yangu yekupedzisira kwekanguva kakati rebei.
And I want you to remember that Brother Neville here.
Ndoda kuti murangarire kuti Brother Neville vari panapa.
Left in the church in the charge of the tabernacle under the Holy Spirit.
Vari kusara vari muchurch vakabata basa pa tabernacle.
And let's left here, and he believes this message and teaches it just the same as I do.
Uye, vanotenda maridzo inoyi vanoidzidzisa nekadzidziro kandinongoitawo.
And any time that you would want, you can see it's to come to hear Brother Neville. He certainly would do you good.
Nguva ipi zvai amunoda uyai kuno munzwe Brother Neville zvinokubatsirai zvakanyanya.
You know, there's something about spiritual led people.
Pane chimwe chinhu pamusoro pevanhu vanotungamirirwa nemweya.
Here comes John the Baptist.
John Baptist, hey, ari kuuya.
He says he would preach and many people would come.
Aiparidza vanhu vakawanda vobva vauya.
Even soldiers would come for repentance.
Kunyangwe mauto vaiuyawo kuzotendeuka.
Even the president also came for one of John's meetings.
Kunyangwe mutungamiriri wenyika akauyawo kune imwe ungano ya John.
And the first lady also.
Nemudzimai womutungamiriri wenyika.
And John would say, but there is one coming after me.
Asi zvakadaro John aiti. Pane uyo ari kuuya achatera.
Tambo dzebhutsu dzake handikwanisi kana kusunga.
Even the laces of his shoes I'm unworthy to untie them.
Indi kubhabhatidza nemvura but iye kana auya ka uchakubhabhatidza nemweya mutsvene.
I'm baptizing with water but when he comes he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
John oenda ake.
Then John goes
mu prison.
And then he sent to prison.
Jesu Christ owe.
And Jesus Christ comes.
Akutanga kutaura pamusoro pa John.
Then he starts talking about John.
He says, "Koma kabuda kundoonei kurenje."
Then he says, "What went ye out to see in the desert?"
Rutsanga kunokopepereswa nemhepo.
A reed shaken by the wind.
John.
But John, not John.
Kunyaka nemadzimai hakuna kumbomuka akaita sai.
Of all men born of women,
amen.
There is none like
John
him.
John was speaking good about Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ is speaking good about
John aitaura zvakanaka pamusoro paKristu. Kristu aitaura zvakanaka pamusoro paJohn.
And here comes Paul.
Paul, here no Paul ari kuyawo.
Amen. He would not just preach and not go to Jerusalem.
I wasingango paridzi orega kupota chinda Jerusalem.
With the revelation that he had.
Nechizaro changa inachoka.
Remember, he did not see Christ in flesh.
Rangarira kuti haana kutomboona Kristu munyama.
But he would go to Jerusalem where Peter and the others were.
As I enter Jerusalem, Peter nevamwe.
Amen. And just to check whether he was running nicely.
Kuti anyatso yeranisa kuona kuti kamhanyiro kaari kuita ndiko here kaari kuitwa nevamwe.
Izvozvo dai zvikatibatsira vanoparidza hama dzangu edu.
May this help us, minister brothers. We need once in a while to come back to Jerusalem.
Dzimwenguva unomhanya uchifunga kuti uri kumhanya wozoona kuti you are just in a death walk.
Sometimes you really run. Running for a long time, and then you only realize you're in a death walk. I know the preachers got it. They've got it. But remember, there has to be an oak or a big tree that you are leaning on. Otherwise, you're running on the wrong road.
Sovereignty, sovereignty. Amen.
If you want to go on clamoring Amen. About sovereignty, the fault is all yours.
Amen. So he says here, he says here, Brother Branham talking.
Brother Branham,
he says, anytime you can come and hear Brother Neville, he's being left behind with the church.
I have
known Ome Neville since I was a little boy.
And
he hasn't changed one speck. Only got closer to God.
Havasati vasanduka kana kachipande kadiki diki changosanduka ndechekuti vava pedyo naMwari zviri nani.
Amen. Vamwe vanhu vanosanduka.
But some people really change.
Amen. I remember when I first saw him, I was invited to this Methodist platform. And when I come back here to the tabernacle, I said, someday I will baptize him in the name of Jesus Christ. And here he is with the message now going on. A real gallant servant.
Yes, no, akaibata maridzo. Imare chaiyo chaiyo imaridzo.
Amen. In another message, he says, I think that's where you should have seen, met with Sister
Neville.
Amen. Brother Neville goes through many strains and heartaches.
Brother Neville. Vano pinda mukurwadziwa nemoyo nezvinetswa zvakawanda.
He doesn't show it here at the tabernacle.
Havazviratidzi zvavo pachurch panapa.
Amen. There are some people that doesn't show it. Amen.
Pane vamwe vanhu vasingangoratidzi zvavo.
Amen. Sometimes at work, some of my workmates, you know, I'm always happy when I'm at work.
You know,
Amen.
What can hinder your happiness with the message that we have received?
Amen. So, I might
even get five people saying, hey, old man, please, can you get me some lunch?
Then
I tell Amen. Them, no, tell you what, Amen. I actually don't have the money to buy lunch.
Amen. But
their thinking is, because I'm happy, then I've got money in my pocket.
Amen. No, sir. Sometimes, you know,
I see those people. You know, they have nothing, but they are happy.
They are happy, but they have nothing. You've
got what you've Amen. Got, so at least be happy.
Amen. So he says he goes through quite a lot. But Brother Branham had a gift of discernment. He would know what the brother was going through. So he says, church, he was going. Amen. If you check Jesus' last words when he was going, what his messages were. Amen. Even John, the one who wrote the book John there, he was a disciple that loved to talk about love. Amen. So Brother Branham says, love one another above everything. Love one another. No matter what the devil tries to say. Now you are one great, big, sweet group now. But remember my warning. Warning to the Branham Tabernacle at Jeffersonville is the same with us here. Amen. You know, some people, they want to say he was talking to his church there. We are part of his church. Satan won't let that stay that way. No, sir.
Kwete.
He will bring some critic or unbeliever in. Sit him down and cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness and things. This morning, Amazangu kamuka ndichiverenga some of these things.
Mangwana, and whilst I'm reading zimwe nyaya idzi.
At
least encourage me by your faces,
you know. Because
if you give me
Amen.
Fearful faces before I get in the spirit, then, Amen. You know, like, I fail to go on.
Amen. Because uncertain dance what in the pinda, because
I'm really not feeling like I have gotten to the point where I want to
Amen.
Get to.
Okay. He says, yeah. I'm just reading
Amazango. Allow me to read.
Amen. 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 And then he will shoot that guy with some kind of poisonous stuff. And he will start through the church with it. Don't you take sides with it? Don't you have nothing to do with anything else?
Just wait
Amen.
For only the announcements from the pulpit.
You stay right, loving and sweet and kind to one another.
Rambai muchidanana muchifarirana.
Chinzwaika, Hanzi, pray for that man.
Munamatire munhu iyeyo.
That he will be saved too.
Kuti agoponeswawo.
Kana wakaponeswa ka unoda kuti umwe aponeswe.
Because if you are saved, your desire is for somebody else to be saved.
Oh, that woman. Over who it is. Just pray for them. And stick one with another. And stay with your pastor. He will, he is the shepherd and you give him respect. He will lead you through. Because he is ordained to do that. Now I want
background. To get into our message.
Amen. You
believe in God will help us.
Let me read from, I've jotted something here. Okay. Remember, I was saying, why do you hunger, church? There was this young boy.
Every time you get to a bicycle tire, he would start chewing it. If you give him the pencil, he would start chewing the eraser. So his mother got worried and thought, no, let's take this young man to the doctor. They then discovered that the real issue is the young man lacks sulfur in his body. So there is a hunger in him which is longing for the sulfur in the tires.
Amen.
That's how we are. If
we
are here,
amen. And that's Brother Branham.
Branham says, sometimes I drive by myself. I'm afraid on turning on the radio that some of these religious songs can actually take you out of this
spirit. Sometimes something would just open kwavari, so voto paka motel pasaidi vonyora, so anonyora.
So you would always travel with a notebook. If maybe a revelation strikes him, he would just park by the wayside, jot down what has been revealed to him. So sometimes even when he was hunting, and revelation strikes him, he will just take his bullet using the bullet trip, and then he would inscribe something on the back of a tree.
Amen. Saka pane chimwe chinhu chinongo ameno magadzirwa takaita chinongoda something.
That is our nature. That's how we are made. We long for something.
My sister vanozvinzwisa madzimai.
The sisters understand this.
There are times panoti andidye madora.
Panongwa nenguwa where they will tell you, no, I don't eat caterpillar worms. I don't do that.
Andidi mozvitichi zvinoburuka zvezvo.
Eh, tsambrafuta. I don't eat, you know, those flying termites. But to some extent, they get a certain point. That they go to Mbare there. Buying dry vegetables, buying caterpillar worms, buying so that they eat those things.
And sometimes
they just eat a little bit and then they leave the rest.
Amen.
Then they even amaze themselves that, what was the point of this? I left my house to buy this even in my state, but having bought, I didn't eat a lot.
Amen. Indiana ngaida zvinizvozvo. There
will be a small baby inside. Amen. Longing for those things.
Amen. Saka, that's the way with the message that we have received. So in the book, Let Your Light So Shine Before Men. I'm just quoting it, but I will be going back to Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Yeah. Brother Branham on paragraph 99.
Paragraph 99.
He says when he's driving, sometimes he sees signposts on the way.
Brother Branham, when you're planning to farmba, zungo anona shukwanga na jiripa mendele kezo zinzira.
Ende shimo shukwanga na zacho na zenge shaka iskwa pamwe vakuda ku advertise adoro.
Sometimes maybe it will be a billboard advertising beer.
What dorero rino simbisa tsinga dzako.
Then they tell you this particular beer, it will give you firm muscles.
Saka unombo vanhu vanonwa vanombotarisa voti voti ah oh. But vanozoisa kamwe kamudzimai kakabata magi nemao mabatiro.
So
kungoti zvikweze munhu aona billboard iyoyo.
So maybe those that drink beer might question that claim, but somewhere on the billboard there will be this woman holding a beer mug. That beer mug held in a certain way so that it can attract.
Amen. Ndakaona imwe shamari yangu inombondigera.
I saw this friend of mine who normally cuts my hair. I normally carry my machine, then this guy cuts my hair. So I found this guy on a billboard holding a mug. Then I said, ah, if you were to believe the message one day, you are the kind of believer who will never be ashamed
because
of the gospel.
Pandakuona.
Because where I saw you, I told myself, if this man were to one day believe the message, he would never be ashamed of it.
Amen.
I don't think many of you would want to be pasted on that billboard.
Amen.
In that state, but he volunteered for it.
Saka, Brother Branham, so many billboards.
They were not attracting him.
Anzi mama acho na anokuratidza kuti wasarirwa ne 5 miles kusvika pa restaurant yakati pakaiswa pamwe pakaiswa chingwa chakaruma nyama kana chicken yakabikwa zvakanaka wasvika imomo unowana zvacho pasina.
Some billboards will tell you it's 5 miles to a restaurant, and on that billboard there is a nice beef burger of well fried chicken, but you get to the restaurant, there's no beef burger, there's no chicken.
Amen.
People advertise things like that.
So, but this advert, Brother Branham, yaiva pakona vachingokonesa moto yavo vakabva vaiona.
But there was this particular advert, it was right by the corner. The moment he took the turn, he saw that advert.
And somehow, yakango attract, not yaiva yakangonyorwa just one word.
It attracted him because there was just one word filling the whole billboard.
Yaiva yakanyorwa kunzi hungry.
It was just written hungry. Unenzara.
Then pakona netumavara tudiki 3 miles ahead.
Then somewhere in a little corner, in very small font, it was just written 3 miles ahead.
Amen. So Brother Branham says,
Brother Branham Vanoti,
well, I thought then,
ndakafunga ipapo.
What is advertisement? Advertisement.
Uku kushambadzira kuri kumboita nezveiko?
You've got to have something that is a little different from what the rest of them got.
Uri kufanirwa kuti ugadzire kushambadzira kwakasiyana nekunenge kwakaitwa nevamwe.
I'm reading on paragraph 99, I think. Yeah. Okay. If it's just so common,
kana zvakangofanana nezvevamwe zvemazuva ese,
like the things of the world,
sezvenyika inoyi.
Amen. Okay. It will never attract the attention of the people. Now, if a man would have been looking for an automobile, he wouldn't have, passed that sign.
Chikwangwani ichi chenzara ichi angada yangochipfuura achienda zvake.
Amen. But if he had seen hungry,
asi dekwanguri kuti angaona pakanyorwa kunzi unenzara,
he would have been looking for that sign.
Angada yanga ari kutsvaga chikwangwani chakadai so ichi.
Amen. So I believe that
ndinotenda kuti
the Christian is God's billboard. I believe that each one of us is God's billboard.
Ndiri kutenda kuti umwe neumwe wedu tiri zvikwangwani zvaMwari.
And we don't have to do so much of carrying on about as we do, just simply live such a life that will make the people hungry to be like you.
Hatisi kufanwa kungorarama upenyu nje tichiita zvatinoda, tinofanwa kurarama upenyu hwekuti tinosiya mumwe munhu aine nzara yaMwari wako iwewe.
Amen. Ingozvicheka woga hama yangu patiri kuenda. Ingoita take inventory upenyu hwako.
Just check your life. Zvinzvere upenyu hwako iwewe wega.
Now I noticed on this billboard.
Ndakacherechedza pachikwangwari ichi.
This certain one.
Ichi.
It didn't claim any nothing but just ask a question.
Hachina kutaura zvakawanda wanda zvekuti tine chakati nechakati chakangovhunza mubvunzo.
If you are hungry,
kuti kana uine nzara,
and you cannot sell anybody anything to eat unless they are hungry.
Haungatekesereka munhu chinhu chekudya kunze kwekuti aine nzara.
Amen. Ungafamba uchiti madomatisi panapa iwo aripo. Vanotipfuura henyu. Vanozongotaurawo kungotiwo zvingoita zvakanaka kuti hatina mari, but nyaya iripo ndeyekuti. Amen.
You know, if you will go around selling tomatoes to the very people maybe who are growing tomatoes, you know, the right thing, they were just going to tell you, no man, just pass by because we've got. But for them to make you feel better, maybe they'll tell you, no, we don't have money. But that's not the real story.
The first thing that advertisement does,
chekutanga chinoita chikwangwari ichi,
the individual passing by has to see it.
Munhu ari kupfuura ka arifanira kuchiona.
Saka chikwangwani chako ngachinyatsooneka.
So your billboard must be very prominent.
Amen. Kuti munhu anopfuura kunyange anga asingadi kutarisa ka anokutarisa.
Such that a passerby, even if they had no intention of looking at you, they will look at you anyhow.
Amen. Dzimwe nguva kanchifamba nedzimwe hama angu mutown. So
sometimes when I'm walking with brothers in town,
my brother anonetsa kuona.
It's difficult to identify whether one is a brother or not. Because even those men out there in the world, they also get good haircuts and just dress Amen. Normally.
Amen. But my sister, somehow, the sister.
But for the sisters, you can just tell that, no, there goes a sister.
Amen. Saka, it's mungwani chifamba na mandogo na ungoti, shalom sister.
Sometimes when I'm traveling with brothers, I just say, shalom sister. Maybe Amen. I've done to you the same here and I don't know you.
Saka, there was one I said shalom and she kept on going.
Saka, umuntu akati shalom nobhara vachifamba.
Ndikafunga kuti I've missed.
Ndikafungidzira kuti ndapotsa.
Amen. Anobva ndazoti, ah, dzimunguva akangoziva, akangotarisa. Handiti munhu paunotendeuka paya unotarisa vamwewo kuti vakamboita sei dzimwe nguva.
Sometimes, you know, when you turn, you then just check the person how they look like.
Dzimwe nguva unonzwa matauriro avo, havaise slang, vanotaura zvakangonaka-naka. Unenge wakanyarara but uchiteerera.
You know, you can even pick their language. It has no slang. You might be quiet, but you'll be paying attention.
Saka ndakangozofunga kuti hapamwe achangotendeukawo.
I then thought maybe.
Asi kuti shalom zvore.
Maybe she has just repented. She doesn't know the word shalom.
Amen. Amen. Zvinoitika izvozvo.
Those things happen.
Chinyatsooneka.
But your billboard must be prominent to everybody.
Amen. Can we come back to where we were?
Ngatidzokei patanga tiri.
Okay. So, the first thing that advertisement does, the individual passing by is to see it.
Chekutanga chinoitwa ne zvikwangwari izvi. Munhu ari kudarika anofanga kuchiona.
Now, the only way that the world will see Christ is when they see it in you and me.
Nzira chete yekuti nyika igoona Kristu nde apo pavanoona Kristu mauri neni.
That's the only way they will ever see Christ.
Ndo nzira yoga yekuti vafe vakaona Kristu.
Amen. We are talking about the God who poured everything that was in him in Christ.
Tiri kutaura nezvaMwari akadurura zvose zvanga zviri maari akazvidurura muna Kristu.
And what was in Christ is now in the body of believers.
Zvanga zviri muna Kristu iko zvo zvamutumbi wavatendi.
So for people or the world to see Christ, they have to see it in you and me.
Kuti vanhu vaone Kristu vanofanira kuona
mauri. We are actually written epistles.
Tinotova tsamba dzakanyorwa.
Read of all men.
Dziri kuverengwa nevanhu vese.
Amen. Okay. Sorry. Are we now? That's the only way they can see Christ.
Ndonzira chete
vanogona kuona Kristu. Their conscience are numb to the sunsets.
I mupfungwa dzavo ka dzaka dzine dzakabatwa nechiveve kana toti zuva riri kunyura.
To the call of the birds, to the leaves and
avanzwi kukwezwa nekuti zuva ranyura kana shiri dzarira kana kuti pane masora parutivi rwavo kana zvinhu zvakadaro.
And the music and the message and so forth.
Nenziyo dziri kurira neshoko nezvimwe zvose.
That we enjoy after we have found Christ.
Asi ndozvinhu zvimwe chetezvo isusu manje zvinozotifadza sure mekunge tagamuchira Kristu.
Amen. Fine. So people are hungering.
Vanhu vane nzara.
Amen. Let me talk about thirst.
Regai nditaure pamusoro penyota.
Then I share with you what I have this morning.
Ndozogoverana nemi zvandinazvo mangwanani ano.
If you have time, just read and continue that quote that I have been quoting.
Kamene nguva mofambira
mberi nechinokorwa
mubhuku rakanzi Nyota.
Brother Branham went into Webster's dictionary and found what thirst really means.
Brother Branham vakainda mudura manzwi raWebster ndokunotsvaga kuti chii chinonzi Nyota.
And it was said it's actually a painful desire.
Hanzi ishuwo inorwadza.
When you want something so bad till it actually pains you.
Unenge uchida chimwe chinhu zvakanyanya kusvika pekuti chido chako chinounza marwadzo.
Paragraph 26.
Paragraph 26.
It's not an unnatural thing to thirst.
Hachizi chitu chisiri chemazuva ese kuti munhu aite nyota.
Thirst is actually a natural thing.
Nyota kachinhu chinongowanikwa pakurarama kwedu kwemazuva nemazuva.
It's just simply something that God has given us.
Chinongova chinhu chatakapuwa naMwari.
That we could to give us a desire for something.
Kuti tigone kupuwa shuwo yechimwe chinhu.
Saka Mwari vakanaka hama dzangu.
So God is good.
Ndo vakaisa nyota.
He is the one that put thirst in us.
Kuti tigone kwanisa kushuva kuva nechimwe chinhu.
So that we can desire to have something.
Sometimes God has also has given you a control tower.
Dzongo waMwari anenge akaisa mauri naririre inokuratidza pokupinda napo.
That sits inside of you.
Inogara mauri.
Amen. Okay? It sits inside of you.
Igere mauri.
Okay, and you have so many different desires.
Une zvishuwo zvakasiyana siyana.
And this thirst, this control tower that sits in a man's heart, is something that God gave him.
Inaririre igere mumoyo memunhu chinhu chakapuwa naMwari.
To warn him of desires that are needful for him.
Kuti zvimupe yambiro. Yekuzvinhu zvaari kufanirwa kuva ainazvo.
Now there is two different kinds of thirst.
Zvino pane mhando mbiri dzenyota.
There is a thirst physically.
Pane nyota yepanyama.
And there is a thirst also spiritually.
Nenyota yepamweya.
Amen. So my message was saying, why do you hunger? Why do you thirst?
Marizo yanga achiti sei mine nyota, sei mine nzara.
Okay, now I would like us to read a scripture here before we get into our message this morning.
Tiverenge gwaro tisati tapinda mharidzo yedu.
Ephesians chapter 1.
Tiverenge kuna va Ephesians 1.
Ephesians, the book of Ephesians.
Tine kubhuku rava Efeso.
It's actually a very nice book.
Ibhuku rakanaka chose.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 1. Okay, I'll read from Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Paulo muapostola wa Kristu Jesu nokuda kwa Mwari kuvatsvene vari pa Efeso nokuna vanotenda muna Kristu Jesu.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Nyasha ngadzive nemi norugare runobva kuna Mwari baba wedu nashe Jesu Kristu.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Ngavongwe Mwari nababa washe wedu Jesu Kristu, wakatiropafadza nokuropafadza kose kumweya kudenga muna Kristu.
Brother Branham says heavenly places is a believer's position in Christ.
Brother Branham anoti nzvimbo dzemuchadenga inzvimbo yomuKristu muna tenzi Jesu Kristu.
According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
Sekuti sarudza kwaakaita maari nyika isati yavambwa.
That we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Kuti tive vatsvene vasine mhosva pamberi pake murudo.
Amen. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself according to the good pleasure of his will.
Akatitemera kare kuti kuburikidza naJesu Kristu titwe vanakomana vake sezvaakafadzwa nazvo pakuda kwake.
Amen. So Brother Branham says,
predestination, kutemerwa,
there is the mystery.
No chakavanzika.
Before Christ or anything else was ever on earth,
Kristu asatatombopanyika.
You see his great mystery.
Muri kuona chakavanzika ichikuru.
That he chose the bride.
Kuti akasarudza mwenga.
Knowing Eve would fall from believing the word.
Achiziva kuti Eve achadonha kubva pakutenda shoko.
Knowing that she would fail.
Achiziva kuti achakundikana.
So Mwari haana kushamisika kuti Eve apunzika.
So God was not surprised that Eve fell.
It was not achapunzika.
He knew that Eve was going to fall.
But asi akakonzeresa kuti Eve apunzike.
But he is not the one who caused Eve to fall.
But he would choose a bride that would not fall.
As aizosarudza mwenga wanga usiri kuzodona.
Saka mupfungwa dzamwari akati mwenga wokutanga uchapunzika.
So in God's thoughts, he said the first bride was going to fall.
Asi mwenga wechipiri haufangu kupunzika.
But the second bride must not fall.
That would hold to that word regardless of what all the rest of the world had to say about it.
Waizoramba wakabatirira pashoko iri zvisinei kuti imwe nyika yese yaiti chii nekuda kwazvo.
Amen. Mukuzvinzwa hama dzangu. Mwari hameno, there's something in you. Chino kausina ichocho mafambiro ako unofamba ako uchingogumburwa uchidonha uchimuka. But munhu wese zvake so akatemerwa naMwari ane chishuwo chokuti handidi kukundikana.
God place something in you. You might just walk all the way. Yes, sometimes you stumble, you fall because you don't have it. But every one of us, our desire is we don't want to disappoint
so
God.
So, audu kuzvisa panzvimbo yokuti unozomanikidzika ukakundikana.
You don't want to put yourselves in a compromised position that per adventure you might fall.
Amen. Nofunga munhu onzi hande kudeni kwangu oenda ikoko.
That maybe the sister is told by this man that let's go to my crib, and then the sister goes.
Amen. Chichinoitika waenda ikoko.
What do you expect to happen at the crib?
Because
in those cribs, all you are going to get is wild animals.
Amen. 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 Saka kanongonzwa language yakadaro usaenda ikoko.
So the moment you hear that kind of language, don't go.
Amen. Amen. Unoza inini, I'm very careful kanchenda kumusha.
I really watch when I'm going to the rural areas.
Amen. Especially pa rufu rufu so.
Zvikuru sei pa funerals.
Amen. Usagara pokuti unozotambidzwawo zvikasvika nepauri.
Don't sit at a position where when the calabash is now going round,
Amen.
It will have to pass by your hands.
Amen. Strategic.
You sit on a Amen. Strategic position.
Amen. 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 Because we not talk of what we talk about. Amen.
Because at the right moment, somebody will get a photo of you holding that beer calabash.
Amen. So all right. Amen. So Brother Branham talks of predestination.
Brother Branham, I'm talking about something for the temer.
But Eva, right, was what? Acha punzika. So I ask, menga uyu, I found who punzika.
Because he knew that Eve was going to fall, but this bride
Amen.
Must not fail.
Amen. Amen. Tisuva nwaj.
We are the people.
Regardless what people say, what the world, the rest of the world says, they would hold to that word. They were predestinated to stand there. Say,
you are able to stand
Amen.
Because you are predestinated to stand.
The adoption of children by Jesus Christ. Predestinated the church to that great, glorious stand.
Now
you see the secret. What to? To restore fallen Eve.
Kuti Eve akadonha
yawe yadzosa. She was a free figure of the church.
Nekuti anga ari mufananidzo waifanoratidza kereke.
And now notice.
Cherechedzai.
As God opened up the side of Adam.
Mwari pakazarura parutivi rwaAdam.
And took out Eve by his own flesh and blood.
Ndokuburitsa Eve kuburikidza nenyama yake neropa rake.
Mwenga wa Adam wakabva parutivi pake.
Adam's bride came from his side.
Mwari akabisa chikamu chenyama ya Adam.
God removed a part of the flesh of Adam.
Amen. Nokubva agadzira mudzimai.
And then he made a woman.
Mazvinzwa. Mudzimai hauna kusikwa, wakagadzirwa.
The woman was made and not created.
Mazvinzwa. Ehe. Alright, but
I can see some of you are surprised, but this is what happened.
Amen.
When God created man, he called that man Adam.
Adam either both masculine and feminine.
Adam was either aripa uviri, arimurume na mudzimaima arimo.
Amen. Because akasikwa in the image of God.
Because he had been created to be fananidzo waMwari.
Amen. Mwari akatozo umba munhu kubva muvhu.
God then formed man from the dust.
Nokubva afemera mweya. Amen.
And then he breathed the breath of
Saka,
life.
Nobva atoka that masculine spirit nobva aisa mutumbu yawe.
Then he dokutora chikamu changa chiri murume uyauya ndokuchiisa in that body.
Saka pakazogadzirwa mudzimai. The feminine spirit.
So when the woman was made, God took the feminine part. Changachiri mudzimai muna Adam. Chaka viswa chikaiswa in that body.
He divided the masculine and feminine spirit.
So ndokupata nura mweya wemunhurume nemweya wemunhukadzi.
Amen. Ndozvakaita kuti mwenga uyu gere pano mangwana nayo.
That's how this bride seated before us is like
Christ
this. Christ
pamuchinjikwa paya.
When Christ was there on Calvary.
Vamwe vaviri vaiva kuside kuya kuya vakachorwa chorwa mapfupa avo.
Those two that were on his side, their ribs and bones were broken.
But uyu.
But on this particular one, they came and pierced his side. And then water and blood came forth. That's when the bride was formed.
Amen.
So Adam's second bride also came from his side. So God wants to restore Eve to a state.
Amen. Now, down through the ages,
muzvizvarwa zvese.
He has been slowly unfolding this mystery.
Anga ari kubhedhenura chakavanzika ichi.
Saka Mwari kubva muzendana kuenda umu.
So
anga
God from eternity,
mbichana mbichana,
he was unfolding and unraveling slowly his mystery.
1 Timothy 3:16. Chikuru chakavanzika ichi.
Great is this mystery.
But Mwari anga achingozaura mbichana 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 mbichana. Anoziva zviri vanhu vake.
Was revealing this mystery in part because he understands our nature.
Can you see it now?
Murikuzviona here?
Amen. What happened in the prefigure now?
Chii chakaitika mumufananidzo uyu?
He opened Adam's side and took part of the flesh.
Akazarura rutivi rwa Adam ndokutora chikamu chenyama.
To make Eve.
Ndokugadzira Eva.
The bride is to be the word.
Mwenga urofanwa kuva uri shoko.
For he is the word.
Nekuti iye ndiye shoko.
She cannot stand on creeds.
Hazviiti kuti upire pazvitendwa.
Or denomination.
Kana pamasangano.
She cannot stand on good behavior.
Haugone kungomira pakunzi vanhu vanozvibata zvakanaka.
Mukuzvinzwa madzangu.
Do you hear this?
Amen. She has to stand alone on the word.
Unofanwa kuzvimirira wega pashoko.
Because she is part of it.
Nekuti chikamu chishoko.
She was taken from Christ.
Akatorwa kubva muna Kristu.
And to be sure that the whole rapture now.
Kuti uve nechokwadi kuti kubvutwa kwese uku.
Luther was a part.
Luther anga ari chikamu.
Wesley was a part.
Wesley ari chikamu.
The prophets was a part.
Vaprofita vari chikamu chazvo.
If they aren't a part.
Kana vasiri chikamu chazvo.
Just in the revelation that they was making up the body.
Vanga vaine chizaruro chikamu chavo chaiita chikamu chemutumbi.
Feet, toes, arms. And so forth.
Zingava
tsoka
zvegunwe kana maoko kusvika tasvika kumusoro.
Amen. Brother Branham is demonstrating like that.
Brother Branham ari kuzvira
tsoka. Luther was the feet, Wesley the toes.
Kuti
Luthanga
ari tsoka
going up like that until he reached the head.
Kusvika tasvika kumusoro.
That makes the entire rapture.
Zvese izvozvizvi.
Is the body of the word which is Christ.
Unova Christ.
Amen. Outside of that
you
are lost. I don't care how good you are or what your relation is or what your fellowship is or what your organization is. You are lost outside of that word.
You
see, the rest of the people living the way they do. But yet, you do not do it. You are a prisoner. You are yoked with him. Amen. Notice. Down through the ages. He has been gradually letting this out. Slowly unfolding the mystery through the prophets. Through the types. Now we can just go on to that. And expressing himself.
Achishika pano zviratidza.
Saka Brother Branham takes some 3 people.
Brother Branham anotora vatatu.
He takes Moses.
Otora Moses.
He takes Joseph.
Otora Josepha.
He takes David.
Otora Davida.
He says, you know, Moses was actually playing Christ's part when in whatever he was doing.
Womba varatidza kuti Moses aive ari mufananidzo. Achiita chikamu chaKristu mune zvese zvaanga achiita.
Amen. Christ was in Moses.
Kristu anga ari muna Moses.
Amen. Because Moses paakazvarwa.
Because when Moses was born,
vana vadiki vaiurayiwa.
Little children were being killed.
That's why akazonowandiswa akaiswa mubasket akakandwa mvura.
That's why they had to hide him, put him in a reed basket and put him on the water.
Amen. Christo paka paka zvarwa.
When Christ was born,
Moses amamboya Herode akati kuva those wise men, inde munona mwana kana mamuona moyo womuchindudzawo nokuti ndoda kuno munamatawo.
Herod said to the wise men, Go see the baby, and when you found him, come back and tell me, because I also want to go and worship him. That was not the issue. He wanted to go and kill the baby.
Joseph,
when Joseph got it in a dream that do not use the same way back, the one that he used when you were coming this side, because Herod wants to kill the child.
And we know that Moses akanga aripa gomo akapiwa those 10 commandments.
We know Moses was on the mountain when he received the 10 commandments.
So Moses was actually a lawgiver.
Nokudaro Moses angari mupiwo murayiro.
Christ also went on a mountain, and his first sermon was sermon on the mountain.
Christ akaenda pamusoro pegomo maridzo yake kutanga ndokuva maridzo pamusoro pegomo.
And the law that Moses got was, thou shalt not commit adultery.
Murayiro wakapiwa Moses ndokuti usahauite chaupombwe.
But Christ was talking about, if you look at a woman to lust after her.
Asi Christ akauya akati ukatarisa mudzimai ukamuchiva.
So he was a lawgiver, he was a priest.
Naye angari mupiwo murayiro ari
mupresita. He was a king, he was a leader.
Mambo ari mutungamiriri.
Christ was all these also.
Kristo angari zvese izvozvo.
Then Joseph.
Josepha.
You know, he was born amongst denominations.
Akazvarirwa pakati pemasangano.
His brethren.
Hama vakoma vake.
They hated him without a cause.
Vakamuvenga vasina chikonzero.
Why? Because he was spiritual.
Nekuti angari wemweya.
Amen. He was loved of his father.
Akadiwa nababa vake.
Better than all the other brethren.
Kudarika vamwe vakoma vake vese.
Amen. And he had a coat of many colors.
Akanga aine bhachi remavara akawanda.
And you know what happened to Joseph? He was sold for almost 30 pieces of silver.
Akatengeswa nezvimedu zvesirivhera
potse. Why was this happening?
In
those days, it was kuna Kristu.
Because this is what was going to happen to
Amen.
Christ.
Kristu paka uya, akatengeswa ne 30 pieces of silver.
Nekuti Kristu akatengeswa one piece 30 zvesirivhera.
Joseph anokiswa mutorongo.
Joseph was also put in a prison.
Nova ati kuno mumwe aibika chingwa, uchano raiwa iwe.
And he said to the baker, "You are going to be killed." And he said to the butler, "You are going to regain your position."
Christ ari pamchinji kwa akati kuno mumwe nasi unondengendinewe kuparadiso.
Christ in paradise, on the cross, he says to one, "I'll be with you in paradise."
Hakuna iona Pharaoh asina kuona Josepha.
No one could get to Pharaoh without getting to Joseph.
Joseph baingo sumuka. Munhu wese aibva afugama voti Joseph is coming poridzwa wamanda.
When Joseph will rise from his throne, everybody will bow down and a trumpet will be blown.
Amen. Jesu Kristo paachauya mabvi ese achafugama.
And when Christ comes, every knee will bow.
Saka izvi zvese zvaitika muOld Testament izvi. Ndimwakaedza kungozvibhedhenura mbichana 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 mbichana.
So all the happenings of the Old Testament, it was God unveiling himself slowly.
David akambwa paya.
When David had been rejected.
Amen. Ari pachikomo.
When he was on top of the mountain,
olives,
when he was crying, "My Lord, my Lord, why have you forsaken me?"
After some hundreds of years, Christ akauya pachikomo chimwe chete akachema achiti mwari wangu mwari wangu mandisiyire.
Sure kwamazana nemazana emakore, Christ came to the same mountain and cried, "My
Jesus,
Lord, why have you forsaken
David.
Me?" Angari Jesu muna David.
Amen. David achiti, "Oh Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem."
David achiti, "Oh Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem."
Christ akauya akachema the same thing.
And Christ came and cried in the same
all
manner.
All these things type him.
Zvaive zviri mufananidzo wake.
But yet the mystery was hid.
Asi zvakadaro chakavanzika changa chisina kuiswa pachena.
The men didn't know what they were doing.
Varume havanga vasingazive zvavanga vari kuita.
Amen. Unofunga kuti Moses aiziva kuti chichikuitika?
Do you think that Moses knew what was happening?
Aivasingatombozivi.
He did not know.
Amen. Unofunga kuti Joseph aiziva kuti chichikumboitika?
Do you think Joseph knew what was happening?
Amen. Aingoti ndimwari vakungotungamira that way.
He was saying, no, it's the Lord's doing, it's the Lord's leading.
Now, include Now holding it back in the last days. So God was holding all this, waiting for the last days. For the great revelation.
Kuti
but expressing it. Expressing himself in Moses
and David
and Joseph,
na Joseph
and Elijah
na Elia,
and on down through.
Vachidaro vachidzika.
Amen. Saka zvinhu zvakavanzirwa vanhu vesa.
These things were hid from all these people.
Hama dzangu zvinhu zvakavanzirwa vana Elijah, vana Joseph, vana David.
These things that were hid from Elijah, David, and them, they had been preserved for you who's sitting here.
What touched
me when I received this message?
I was at
school leading the Scripture Union.
And I had
my friend called Jothan Risinamodzi. They came late, but they were message believers. I didn't know nothing about the message. All I knew was my denomination that I grew up in. When these two boys came, the principal said to me, get these two guys a place to sleep. I liked those two boys. Because I had my own reserved place. And I told them, no, get your bed, put it in here in my little closet. You guys are going to stay with me. So Jotham would read his spoken word. But he would read it whilst
Amen.
Hiding it in his blanket. Reading.
And
I said, I normally see you reading these little books of yours. Can I get also? He was reading so that he would show me. But I then got to him first.
Amen.
Then I said, I like those little books.
Because I never had the boy.
Because I was the head boy.
Saka akabva anigingira. I can go to head boy.
You know, he just thought, can the head boy also partake? Then I said, I want these books. Then he started talking.
Shamari, unozamurumanonzi Power Man.
Then he says, do you know that guy called Power Man? We actually worship together. Then he sees these things. These things are hidden.
I forget my scriptures. Oguti, Mary chokwadi, zvakavanzika zvake uchazvizaurira kuvaranda vake vaprofita.
He used to love those scriptures like God's secrets will be revealed unto his servants,
Amen.
The prophet.
Saka ndakangofarira nyaya kuti kuzaurirwa revelation.
I loved the word revelation.
Because bhuku raRevelation wainini raindinetsa ndiri ku Sunday school ndakambobvunza mufundisi wedu ku Dutch ndikati pane mhashu dzandaverenga omu dzombovachi.
Because I used to like the book of Revelation. At Sunday school in my Dutch Reformed Church, I went to the Sunday school teacher and asked him, I read about the locusts in the book of Revelation. And then I was told, you will confuse yourself.
Amen.
Just leave those things.
Amen. Saka paakatanga kutaura about revelations,
when he started talking about revelation, it made me feel good.
Put this a picture of the cloud there.
And then he took out the picture of the cloud. And then he said, what do you see?
Jotham,
you know, Jotham, it would excite him. Then he would say, no, you can turn it around. Then I said, no, I can see some eyes.
Picture Reader's Digest.
Then he started explaining that this picture was also in the Reader's Digest.
And
then it touched me.
I love Revelation. Amen.
These things were hidden.
Moses,
whom we have talked about, only a little piece was revealed to him. Even to see the very God who was talking to him, he was shown the back part only. Then he asked,
Amen.
Who do I say
send me? Amen. Manoah's wife, no bavunza kati. Man, di chano tuku mrumongo, di ani wacho
mrumani. How will I tell my husband who has sent me? Then she was told that my name is a mystery.
Amen.
It was hidden. It was a mystery.
These special people of the last day.
It was waiting. Could
take each one of these prophets and bring their lives
and
show it expressed Jesus Christ perfectly.
Amen.
All these prophets were actually showing kuti it was Christ
waiting
for to make it known in the last days. Waiting for it to be fully comprehended. Amen. Because the Bible is written in mysteries. Jesus thanked God. He said, Father, for that it was wrote in mysteries. Amen. Saka, ukanverenga Matthew chapter 13.
If you read Matthew 13,
verse 10. It talks about the disciples asking, but why do you teach in parables? Amen. And Christ speaks like this. Maybe let's just read it. We know the scripture, but let's read it. Amen. I'm looking at the clock. My time is running out. We know the scripture, but let's just read a few scriptures on this. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given.
Amen.
He just doesn't tell any other person.
His hidden mysteries.
For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath.
No kuti anidani unazvo uchapiwa kuti ave nezvakawanda. Asi anidani usina uchatorerwa nezvainazvo.
Amen. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because they, seeing, see not. And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. Amen. A person will be looking but not seeing. He will be hearing but not understanding.
Amen.
And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and not perceive.
Mukuprofita kwa Isaiah, kwakaitika mukati mavu kunoti, nokunzwa muchanzwa, asi musingatongonzwisisi, nokuona muchavona, asi musingaonesesi.
Amen. So, Brother Branham goes on to talk about Luther, Wesley, and the Pentecost.
Luther Wesley and the Pentecost.
Wesley had something better than Luther.
And
the Pentecost had something better than Wesley.
Pentecost yanga ine zvirinane kudarika.
But when the word came Malachi 4,
Ashoko paraka uya Malachi 4,
it showed all the mysteries.
Rakaratidza zvakavanzika zvose.
Amen. Why? It's all of the last days when great mystery that God had in his heart is being revealed.
Nemaka yei nekuti ndomazuva ekupedzisira. Apo zvakavanzika zvese zvakazvina Mwari mumwoyo make zviri kuiswa pachena.
So Brother Branham says to his church,
do you get kwavo, it? Muri kuzvibata here?
Come back to this tape again.
Dzokai patepu ino.
I don't know how much longer I will be with you.
Handiziye kuti ndichange ndiine mikwengo yakareba zvakadii.
Remember, this is the truth of thus saith the Lord.
Rangarirai kuti iyi izvokwadi yezvanzi naJehovha.
It's the truth, it's the scripture.
Ichokwadi igwaro.
This was 1963 in July.
1963 July.
Some 2 years later he went.
Makore maviri ne anoraudzira vakamba vaifano tukamira.
So all these things which were scattered were tied in.
Zvinhu zvese zvakazvakango pararira izvi.
Tied.
Zvakasungwa zvakazvina kupenderwa zvakapenderwa.
Prophet anobva zvisa pachena. Amen.
And the prophet brings it in plain view.
So Brother Branham talks about the new birth.
It's
actually a revelation. Amen. And if the church could only know, then the rapture would actually happen. So, Brother Branham, as he was talking like that, one minister said, if I preached that in my church, a minister told me, he said, I would be preaching to four posts in the church. Amen. I said, I would preach to that. God's word said so. We can do it. God said it. That was Brother Branham. So these things are actually hidden to the wise and prudent.
But
revealed to babies such as would learn. Amen. He says, watch God's great revelation unfolding. By lack of this revelation is why we have so many different divisions among us. And so much mockery. So much divisions among us.
It's
because the people lack that revelation. See, they lack that revelation. The teachers. Amen. So we thank God. You know, when you receive a message like what we have received in this last age,
there's
something that happens to you. You become humble, accepted. He says he humbly accepted the word of the Lord. And he lived the word so that it expressed it.
He's talking about Paul.
Brother Branham had read 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Where Paul speaks. And he says, he had received the word in such a way that he expressed it. He lived so godly until they seen Jesus Christ in him so much.
Till
they wanted his handkerchief to take it and lay it upon the sick.
Tipei handkerchief yake tinonoisa pane vanorwara.
Amen. That was Paul.
Angari Paulo.
Maybe let's read in Acts chapter 28.
Can you give us
chapter 28 of
Acts?
I just want to show you something that Paul, although we know it, but let's just read it. And when they were escaped,
Vakati zvino vapukunyuka.
Amen. What happened was Paul was in a missionary journey.
Paulo anga ari murwendo rwechimissionary.
The shipwreck.
Ndokumva chikepe chavo chapwanyika chatsakatika.
Where the shipwreck happened, there were barbarians there.
Pakapwanyikira chikepe chavo panga paine vanhu vaiuraya vanhu.
And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Malita.
Zvino vakazoti vapukunyuka ndopa vakazoziva kuti chiwichi chainzi Merita.
And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness.
Uye vanhu avo hutsinye vakatiratidza unyoro kwazvo.
No little kindness.
Vakatiitira
hutsinye. Okay, sorry. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness.
Unyoro kwazvo.
Yes. That's correct. For they kindled a fire.
Nokuti vakatibatidzira moto.
And they received us everyone.
Vakatigamuchira tose.
These are barbarous people.
Vanhu avave hutsinye.
Matokundwe here nema barbarous people.
Zvinotokundwa. Shall we let barbarous people do better than us?
Amen.
Ndakutopedza.
For they kindled a fire.
Nekuti vakativesera moto.
And received us everyone.
Vakatigamuchira tose.
Because of the present rain and because of the cold.
Nokuda kwemvura yakanga ichitonaya uye nokuda kwechando changa chiriko.
Amen. So these barbarous people saw kuti vanhu avaka vamuchikepe chapwanyika pwanyika vabuda kwakunaya futi iwo vapukunyuka.
They realized that these people are coming out of a shipwreck. It's raining when they have escaped. Now they are facing the wrath of the cold when they escaped. They might even die of cold.
Amen. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand.
Zvino Paulo wakati avunganidza svinga rututsotso, akatwisa pamoto, kukabuda chiva nokudziya kwazvo, chikanamatira paruoko rwake.
Amen. And when the barbarian saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer.
Vanhu venyika iyo vakati vachiona chikara cheuturi ichi chakarembera paruoko rwake vakataurirana vachiti zviro kwazvo munhu uyu murai.
Whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live.
Ndokuti kunyangwe atomboponeswa hake pagungwa, kururama hakuna kumutendera kuti ave mupenyu.
And he shook off the beast into the fire and they failed no harm.
As iye wakazunzira chikara mumoto akasanzwa kurwadziwa.
Amen. Ndi Paulo. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly.
As ivo vakatarisira kuti uchazvimba kana kuti uchawira pasi pakarepo akafa.
But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and they said that he was a god.
Zvino vakati vatarira nguva refu vakaona kuti haana kana kutombogwirwa nenjodzi vakasanduka vakati uyu ndimwari.
Amen. He is a person living for Christ.
Ndiye munhu ari kuraramira Kristu.
Amen. Akudziya moto wake ari mwane nyoka.
He is just warming himself on the fire. Beaten by a snake, thrown it into the fire.
Akuramba achidziya moto.
And he continues by the fire warming himself.
Atokanganwa nezvekuti ndarumwa.
Forgotten that he has been beaten by a snake.
Ndoza kuna vanhu vanoti hanganwa nezvimwe zvinhu.
Some people just forget certain things. They don't worry about petty issues.
In the same quarters where possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Pablas, who received us and lodged us there days, many days.
Zvino pedyo ipapo paive neminda nezvinhu zvomukuru
wechivaipapo.
Gamuchira akatigarisa zvakanaka
mazvo. Saka vakangozowana favor muvanhu.
They just found favor amongst the people.
Peter, one of the people vakararamira Kristu.
Peter, ndiye mumwe wevanhu who lived for Christ.
Akararama such a life. Yokuti unoza pana Acts chapter 5 and sazoverenga nokuda kwetime.
He lived upenyu hwekuti on Acts 5
verse 15.
On verse 15.
Vanhu vaitouya nevarwere vachivaisa mumumvuri wana Peter.
People would bring the sick and just put them on along where Peter's shadows would pass.
Amen. Like the pastor was saying that other day that there was this woman aida kupodzwa. Amen.
Just like the pastor was saying, Muzuya Yakuti, one day a woman wanted to be healed. And realized that the brother Branham had left the place. And she just said, okay, it's fine. Just show me where the man walked.
Amen.
And it worked well for him.
Amen. Saka, in the closing, finally, my brethren.
Amen.
Amen. The
prophet says,
Mushre Monke Vambotawa, Vokuti, my heathens, Africa, Okoga, Ivane, Jimmy Sanoita, Zokuti, Achikristu, Zmongua, and not my Christu, and Gunoku, Taira Pasunjaj.
He says, the heathens out there in Africa, by Denver, Africa, they will do certain things such that to certain Christians they might find it hard to stand against them.
And he talks about the Shungai people there.
What are Bamzoro Pevanu Mashungai?
Kuti my young girls were tested of their virginity before marriage.
That the young girls vai wongororwa mandarasati varorwa.
Amen. Until such that if there was something wrong, they would ask who did it, and both would be stoned to death.
Kutikana pakawanikwa chakashata ipapo paibvunzwanzi ndiani akazviita vese vaitemwa nemabwe.
Zvikanzi na brother Branham, if we apply that in America,
then brother Branham says
99% of the people would be stoned.
Tikazviita muAmerica vanhu 99% vanobva vatotemwa nemabwe.
So Brother Branham says, why do you hunger?
Brother Branham, church,
why do you thirst?
Say,
is the Father trying to reveal his hidden secret to you? But you let so many things get it out of you.
Amen.
Why we are hungering and thirsting for God is because God wants to reveal his secrets to us.
So if
in your heart you are thirsting and hungry,
it's
God trying to reveal it to you. The revelation. Amen. He wants to give us this revelation. Tongoti Mari, ndiyo vacha batanza zvanda taura. Amen.
God will join what I have said so that it means something to you.
But inini chanda bata angu mubuki rakanzi Christ, the mystery of God.
What I caught in this book,
ndecho kuti icho Mari ane partnership nesu mufunge,
is that God is in partnership with us. He wants to do things together with us.
Amen. I doubt it is JKW nazo kuti tiri pamwechete.
He wants that to be clear, to be revealed to us.
Amen.
That we are in partnership.
Brother Branham, zvinondiita kuti ndinzwe kutekenyedzwa.
Brother Branham says this gets me enthused.
Amen. Hanzi handisini ndikutekenyedzwa aiwa, but pane zviri mandiri zviriku.
It is not me just getting excited, but something in me has been excited.
Revelation somehow amenos ainoita kumunhu.
Chizaruro does something to a person.
Amen. That's why John, I think, paakanzwa zvichinzi shumbe yerudzi rwaJudha yakunda kutora bhuku
That's why. That's why John, when he says the lion of the tribe of Judah has overcome, prevailed, so that he can open the book, John says, I shouted. Let us read our books. Listen to our tapes. It does something to us.
That
therein lies the faith for the rapture. He says, do you want somebody to receive the Holy Ghost? Just continue quoting the word for them.
And
you will discover they've just been baptized with the Holy Ghost. I saw when Peter went to Cornelius' house preaching the word. The Holy Ghost just came down. Because he was preaching just the word. Then he says, can anyone forbid water to them that have been received? We can stand to our feet and sing a song.